earth, and sky.
It's actually a really difficult transformation, and it's been a holy grail in catalytic chemistry to try to do this reaction.
You're listening to Karen Goldberg, a chemist at the University of Washington. She's trying to figure out a more efficient way of converting the primary component of natural gas, methane, into a liquid called methanol.
The current industrial process to take methane to methanol is a multi-step process and requires a lot of energy.
And it's very expensive, she added. Goldberg explained that the key to making methanol more cheaply and easily is finding the right catalyst, a chemical that converts other chemicals from one form to another.
We always have to be considering the practicality of the chemistry and how it's going to translate to a large-scale process.
She described a big payoff in efficiently converting natural gas into methanol because natural gas and its byproducts burn cleaner than gasoline. Goldberg added that a large percentage of natural gas is found in very remote locations.
The idea is if we can somehow convert the gas to a liquid, it'll be easy to transport.
Worldwide, there are 6,000 trillion cubic feet of natural gas reserves, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Our thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation. More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.